KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without electricity, food, water, or other supplies in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. It's left at least 91 people dead and another 600 unaccounted for. The city of Asheville is particularly devastated. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
North Carolina's Linville River was already running high from unusually heavy rains before Helene's arrival. As for Riverside homes now,
they're non-existent,
says Joe Smith.
I had friends that lived in there. When I drove through there yesterday, I cried.
Officials can't even get a firm count on the number of people missing because many areas are physically cut off and have no cell service.
More than 90,000 people in Conyers, Georgia, east of Atlanta, are being told to shelter in place. Following a chemical plant fire, a plume of dark smoke could be seen for miles nearby. U.S. ports from Maine to Texas could shut down if union dock workers walk off the job at midnight. The International Longshoremen's Association threatening to strike. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Volunteers with the American Red Cross in Wisconsin are helping victims of Hurricane Helene. In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. 7 are from the southeastern part of the state. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. The people who build new homes in Madison can't afford to live in them. That's the conclusion of a study done by the firm Construction Coverage. In Madison, construction workers earn about $30 an hour, but the average monthly mortgage payment is more than $2,000 a month. That means Madison construction workers would have to work 55 hours a week to keep housing costs below 30% of their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple of throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 56.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome in Bill and Judy Summers from Summers Christmas Tree Farm.
And we have more Idiocracy news for you.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
It seems like the amount of time, the gap between when we repeat the mistake, gets shorter and shorter. I mean, Trump was only president 4 years ago. And they seem to completely have amnesia about what that was like.
Give us a few weeks. You never know. We still don't know if we're going to repeat that mistake.
Oh, we're not. I already put my marker down.
Okay, there. Good.
Yeah. No.
Then it's a counterexample.
No, I'm not even worried about it.
You're not even worried about it?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah. No. He's definitely going to lose.
You just feel it.
Yes, Bill Maher. You are correct, Bill Maher. And now I'm in the upside down. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller, whose birthday was yesterday. She turned all of 43.
And I guess she spent it with Kamala Harris?
I didn't hear from her, so I assume
I haven't heard from her either. I haven't heard how it went. So.
Same.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's fine. Because the light still ain't on.
Yep.
And with the lovely Chris Lavoie, we have Sean Legs Barton coming up at the top of the next hour. So, Bill Maher. Wow. Don't like playing him.
Yeah.
Met him once. Not the nicest human on the planet.
I've heard that.
Not the nicest.
He's been hard to book on the show because he stays up really, really, really late and doesn't think that, you know, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time exists.
Well, it does if he's still up. We actually, when we produced the Showstoppers special in 2001, mm-hmm. we were next to his offices.
Okay.
So all of his writers, Craig Kilborn too, we were all in that area.
Right.
And I knew people that worked at Television City, had worked with him, and we were working with these same people, and they're like, nah, you know, he's kind of a scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least. But he was correct, like you were, about Donald Trump being elected. In 2016. So let's hope he's correct again. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason that he is saying what he's saying is because a lot of ex-Trump officials have now come out in support of Harris Walz.
Yeah.
In fact, former Trump Department of Homeland Security, I mean, she was high up there. Elizabeth Neumann broke. She doesn't want him. She says, as someone who served in the Trump administration, I experienced the chaos firsthand. I dealt with the fallout of his lack of self-control, poor decisions, watched his dehumanizing rhetoric lead to increases in hate crimes and acts of domestic terrorism. I watched as my bosses respectfully explained why he could not do certain things, but because it was so illegal or constitutional until they were fired for saying no too often, because he doesn't like that.
Right.
Yeah, I want people to say no.
Sure.
Because it's helpful.
Yeah.
She said, my colleagues and I held the guardrails as long as we could until we were pushed out. There will not be anyone in a second Trump administration that will say no to him. There will be no guardrails. The second term will look nothing like the first. So she's supporting Harris, whom she says, quote, possesses the essential qualities to serve as president and has demonstrated a commitment to upholding the ideals that define our nation, freedom, democracy, and the rule of law.
Yeah.
So you know what? That's part of the reason that I think Bill Maher and others are saying what they're saying, crossing their fingers, toes, and eyes, because mm-hmm. We also have to do that. And then there's Larry Hogan of Maryland. He's the current former governor of Maryland. He will not vote for Donald Trump. He's still not saying he's voting for Harris, but he received Trump's endorsement in the Senate race, and he reacted to his endorsement by stating, I didn't seek it. I don't want to have it. I have no interest in it. Because he knew better.
Right.
Because he's not that type of a Republican. He is not a MAGA Republican, thankfully. Hogan told anchor Bob Costa he does not plan on voting for Trump or Kamala. Dude. Governor Hogan.
Right.
If you don't vote for Donald, vote for Harris. Because if you do not vote for either one, that's a vote for Donald Trump. We have learned this.
Yes.
Live it, know it, live it, love it. He's not going to vote for Donald, which is good, but don't write in Mickey Mouse or Ronald Reagan or yourself or anybody else. You need to vote for Kamala Harris if you're going to vote at all.
Right.
You need to vote for her. And if you're not going to vote at all, you're voting for Donald Trump. That's just how it goes, unfortunately, because this is how this country works, as terrible as that sounds. Hi, Michelangelo in Denver. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
Good.
Starting off the week here again.
Mm-hmm.
I called up here really quick to ask you an FYI question.
Okay.
I'm coming to the Los Angeles show.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, what is the closest airport to where the show is going to be, LAX, Burbank, or Ontario?
Burbank is, I think, closer.
Burbank is slightly closer.
Yeah.
Because downtown is, like, in the
middle.
It's in the middle of all of those.
Definitely don't go to Ontario.
Yeah,
that's way too far.
And there are, I mean, there are, Ontario and Burbank may have the same number of flights, but Ontario's a little far.
Yeah, it's way too far. And Burbank, as far as, like, hi, everybody, this is the local airport talk from the Stephanie Miller Show. Burbank is easier to get in and out of.
Yeah, it's a tiny airport. Has like 15 gates.
Yeah, it's a much easier airport to get in and out of. But as far as distance, they're kind of equidistant.
Yeah, LAX is a complete hellhole because everything is under construction for the Olympics
still.
So, there are flights. There's so many flights in and out.
And it is cheaper to fly in and out of LA than it is to Burbank. Mm-hmm. But United out of Denver to Burbank, they have those nice nonstops. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah, the expense is not going to be a big deal or anything like that. I mean, if it's a few dollars more, no big deal. And then I'm sure there's probably some kind of transportation.
Oh, yeah.
If I say, hey, I'm going downtown to the Orpheum Theaters, can somebody, you know, one of you guys, cabs or whatever, can take me down there?
Yeah, LAX has a frustrating situation. You have to take a shuttle bus to the lot where they have the Ubers and Lyfts and all of that.
But if you, a cab, you can always hail a cab. I mean, that's
you hail a cab at that same place, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a whole new, different conflama down at LAX versus Burbank, which is a much simpler. Hi, everybody.
Right.
Welcome to Los Angeles. I recommend Burbank.
Well, that's what I needed to really know. And I now called me before the show and all that, to touch base with you folks again and stuff. Now I got to look for a place to stay. So,
well, there's a hotel on sexyliberal.com on the website.
And they have specials.
There's a special for the show in particular.
Yep.
So go to sexyliberal.com.
And go to the fan hotel link.
Yes, go to that link, and then you should be able to get a nice discount on that hotel. And it's close to the Orpheum.
Okay.
All
very
right.
Good.
We got
all
you.
All right. Well, listen, you guys be well this week. Be safe out there and everything.
All right.
Let's get this thing done.
You got it.
Exactly. So we talked about this a little bit last week about Bernie Moreno talking about women over 50. Why do we care about abortion rights?
I remember that.
So Now he's pissing off independents and Republican women.
Uh-oh.
See, this is why you don't do that.
Yeah.
Mr. Moreno. What he said was, it's a little crazy, by the way, but especially for women that are like past 50, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that's an issue for you. Yeah, it is. Because we have friends mm-hmm. that are of reproductive age. Yep. We have children. We have nieces. People in the community. Stephanie and I, we've all talked about this. We pay property taxes. I don't have children that go to school. And that's what funds schools. Is right. property taxes.
Yep.
I don't begrudge paying my property taxes to fund the schools in my neighborhood because I want the people in my neighborhood's children to be educated.
Right. I want an educated populace.
Thank you.
That's what, yeah.
They're less likely to commit right. crimes. I mean, there's so many good things about educating your populace, which is the Republicans don't want to do, starting with Ronald Reagan. Don't get me started. So Tammy Krings, she's 63. She said, when I turned 50, I didn't stop caring about my daughter's body and her choices and her rights. Yeah. She's an independent voter. She goes, I didn't stop caring about my future grandchildren and their rights. Just because you're not of childbearing age and just because you're not a woman who doesn't mean this isn't important to you. Now, his team, Mr. Moreno's team, says he favors exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But when he ran in 22... he described himself as 100% pro-life with no exceptions. So I'm going to go with that
okay.
instead of the lie that he's going with now. Even Nikki Haley commented. She said, sadly, by the way, there are a lot of suburban women that are like, listen, abortion is it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for XXX. Because she also was mad at Don Lemon, saying that she was too old. Mm-hmm. And so she understands this, and she's not voting for Kamala Harris, unfortunately. Well, she might be. We don't know, because they're all wusses when it comes to that. 57% of Ohioans voted in the reference to Issue 1 in last November, and Bernie Moreno wants to just toss that out of the window. So Issue 1 was about abortion rights in Ohio. He wants it gone. So everybody in Ohio, Cliff Schechter, it's on you.
yeah. Don't screw this up, Cliff.
Cliff, it's on you, buddy. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's insane. Leah Maseko, M-A-C-E-Y-K-O, Maseko.
Okay.
She's a Republican. She's and comes from a little one stoplight town called Cardington in Ohio.
Okay.
She's over 50. I won't tell you exactly how far over 50 she is. That's fine. I'm 7 years, almost eight. She says, but I'm over 50. He's making fun of people for caring about our rights, and that's the rights of others. And frankly, I just don't think that's very funny. She said, I have grandchildren, nieces, friends, and other women in my life that I love and care about, and I don't think it's very crazy that I care about their rights. Bernie said I was crazy. But really, I think he's a little crazy to be mocking people that he wants to represent. So, Cliff Schechter, it's on you, buddy.
Yeah, don't
mess
this
up. It's on you and David Pepper. You and David Pepper. It's on both of you guys because you're my Ohio guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, insulting... like Stephanie keeps saying, how many more demographics are they going to insult before November 5th? I mean, people, yes, are starting to vote. And if you can vote early, do it now. But it's okay, he's insulted women over 50, mm-hmm. women in general, mm-hmm. Women without children. Mm-hmm. And then Donald has insulted the Jews and some Catholics. Mm-hmm. Like, if we don't vote, we're bad people.
The Muslims.
Well, that's just a given mm-hmm. for those guys. The Haitian population, hi, Florida, where the Jamaicans now are being, because of racism, Jamaicans are now being harassed mm-hmm. in yep. Springfield as well. Yep. It's kind of insane to me how they think this is a good plan unless they know something we don't. I mean, that's because they're not going for votes. They're not. They're just going for their base, which is, what, 35% maybe of this country, mm-hmm. if that many anymore. And they're losing a lot of their base, too, because of these stupid things.
Right.
You know, when you're losing Republican women in the suburbs, not a good plan.
Not at all.
Not a good plan, GOP. It's a really, really bad plan. And keep at it. So it is already 19 minutes Uh-oh. After the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have some great news for our money. The Fed just cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years. This means that buying a house or a car is about to get a little easier and a little cheaper because loans are going to cost less. It might be time for some refinancing. And my favorite part is that credit card interest rates should also be coming down. This is because inflation is under control. The Fed is the Federal Reserve. It's the central bank of the U.S. They kept interest rates high because they wanted to bring down inflation. And the current administration has done a lot to curb price gouging from corporations. So now inflation is low enough that the country's top bankers, the folks at the Fed, have cut interest rates. It feels pretty great to share some good money news. I'd love to hear yours. Drop me a comment on any one of my videos over at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Matinaire on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matinaire on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Do you know how to use headphones?
I do. I just was making sure there's like left and right.
What? Does it matter?
It does. It, you know, I do pay attention to that.
Do you really?
Particularly when it comes to socks.
Oh, yes. Especially when it comes to socks. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Sean Barton is here early.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I got to get that two shot that we have. It's
what?
Here
okay.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
See, and now we can talk amongst
there you
ourselves.
Go. Okay.
You can see if you look there. See?
There I am.
There you are. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I showed up early. I know how traffic is around here. So I got my little...
That famous left-hand turn onto the street.
At least there's a light now. There's arrow now.
Yeah. So anyway, I got here early. I brought a book.
So you just read?
I was going to read.
Algebra?
No, it's Scott Galloway's new book.
Okay.
If you know who Scott Galloway is, Professor Scott Galloway. Anyway, The Algebra of Wealth.
Oh, so we're trying to manifest that?
I am trying to, because I was told there'd be no math, so I was really hoping that this would explain. In algebra, yeah, exactly.
So, Mr. Barton.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
I'm wearing you on me.
Yes. Oh, dear God. I'm trying to figure out what I think I might still have the license plate frame.
I do, too. It's on my piano.
As it should be.
As it should be. So, thank you. What?
Huh? No, where? I'm good. I'm just over here just...
Being you?
Being me.
Okay. So, I'm so glad you're here. 323-410-0458 is the number. By the way, it's 25 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. When Chris first looked up at you, I thought you were Stephanie because he was just waving because I didn't see you.
All right.
I'm like, is she down? Like,
is she here?
Not yet.
Not yet. She's still sleeping.
She just posted a photo of herself with Donna Mills from the...
That Donna Mills.
Yes, from the Kamala Harris thing yesterday.
Oh, then she did get close.
Yeah.
If she was with Donna Mills, she got close.
Oh.
I mean... Yeah, she went to this Kamala Harris fundraiser
The
yesterday.
One in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
It was here.
The one here.
It was here.
And then she went to Vegas.
I think we could tell people where it was now.
Somewhere here.
No, it was at the Ritz-Carlton downtown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, because she's gone now.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone.
Safe.
Yeah.
All right.
She's safely out of here.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so Stephanie went to that. Yeah, I would have gone, but I had to produce this show.
The show that you're doing right now?
The one that I'm doing right now. So.
I would have gone.
But you didn't have the money?
Oh, you have to pay to get in?
Oh, yeah.
The cheap seats were $500.
Okay. I'd be up in the nosebleed. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You'd be up in the $20 seats?
Yeah. I might have been serving alcohol there. Or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would have been a server.
There you see.
A seat filler.
Yes.
Like Steve Martin was next to my mom at the Emmys.
He was a seat filler.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, people did you see that picture of my mom and Mr. Martin?
Yeah.
And somebody said, look at that. And I'm like, oh, he's such a nice seat filler.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Brian got up to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I see. Is that the way it works? Okay.
Well, yeah, there was an open seat, so that's how that works.
Okay.
So, Mr. Barton.
Yes.
How is the heir to the throne?
Oh, he's doing great. He's doing very well. Thanks for asking.
He's back here, though.
He is. He is
following your
back in the state.
And he's following your footsteps.
Dear God, I'm trying to convince him not to. I really am. I'm just like, please, just get into it.
I'm sorry, for those of us who don't know, who's the heir to the throne?
My son.
Tegan,
okay.
His son.
Got it.
And he was back east.
He was back east. He was going to Champlain.
Right, and he was doing it for graphic arts or something like that?
No, he was in there for...
computer graphics.
No.
Gaming?
No, interpretive dance. No, he was there for gaming.
Gaming.
It's like one of the top five schools in the U.S.
And he got in.
And he got in, and he was going in for game development.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, taking the classes there and so forth, they decided that, you know what, this really isn't for me. But two, three of the classes that he took went, you know what, I want to pursue this. And that's what he's doing. But the thing is that they don't really specialize in what he wants to do. So he said, you know, why am I here?
Mm.
Which I said, thank you for the dad who's paying out-of-state tuition. Thank you for that.
Exactly.
So no, he's back here in the state.
And he's now pursuing a writing career.
Yeah.
That's why he's trying to talk him out of it.
Okay. Trying to talk him out of it. Get into accounting.
That's what I should have done.
Yes.
Why did I not do that?
I don't know. You have like 17 degrees. I don't know.
I have two.
Yeah, you have two only.
I started out in business, but business kicked my ass.
Yeah, it can do that.
Yeah, I'm not a numbers person at all. And I'm
See?
Like, yeah, not at
Unlike
all.
Unlike you. Yeah.
yeah.
No math. Yeah. Please, please. Nope. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to hire someone to do this. And I've stuck to that ever since.
I wish I had done it.
Really?
Yeah. I was this close to getting an accounting degree. Dummy. This close. All right. It's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Sean Barton on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-democracy groups say absentee ballot drop boxes benefit all kinds of people. Sam Liebert is the Wisconsin director of a group called All Voting is Local.
Whether they're voters with disabilities, they're third shift workers, they're single parents, all types of people benefit from having ballot drop boxes.
Marathon County prosecutors are investigating whether Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law when he moved a drop box out of public reach last week. The sheriff in Dodge County recently urged local clerks there not to use drop boxes. Authorities say one student is behind a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools last week. The threats forced Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Altoona, Augusta, and Elk Mound schools to close. The Justice Department says it will press charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Donald Trump campaigns in the Madison area tomorrow. It's his first ever rally in Dane County. That's happening at a metal fabricating company called Dane Manufacturing in Wanakee tomorrow afternoon. The campaign says access to the public will be limited and open mostly to the media. Democrats dominate elections in Dane County, but leading Wisconsin Republicans say there are enough Republicans here to shrink the margins. The town of Westport is trying to incorporate as a village. The move would give people who live there more say in future development projects. About 4,200 people live in Westport, which is just north of Madison. Last week, the Westport Town Board voted to unanimously support an incorporation petition. The town chairman tells the Cap Times the goal is to preserve wetlands and natural resources important to Dane County's chain of lakes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattner on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Car.gov/kids buckle up.
Emphasizing her middle class roots, while in his speech, Trump was saying, "Nuh-uh."
She never worked at McDonald's. It was a fake story.
It was a fake story. She said she worked at McDonald's and she didn't. It was a lie. She never worked at McDonald's over the hot French fries. I think I'm going to a McDonald's in 2 weeks, actually.
Did Trump just talk himself into getting hungry?
And she went on. This is Desi
Trump's Lennon. New conspiracy theory is that Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's when she was young, which to him is basically stolen valor. How dare you disrespect our men and women in uniform? Those people served with honor and with extra ketchup packets, if you ask. And yes, it is ridiculous that Trump is asking to see Kamala's burger certificate. This isn't the kind of thing you would lie about. It's not like sex with a porn star while your wife is pregnant.
That's Desi Leidick from The Daily Show talking about how Donald doesn't accept the fact that Kamala didn't put her McDonald's information on her resume when she was applying for the DA job.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
We've all had jobs that we don't. That
put on your resume.
That you don't right. put on resumes. Yeah.
Yes. I have pages. Pages of that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Like if I were applying for a job as a bartender, I would note that I have been a bartender.
Right. Exactly.
You know, or if I were applying for a job at McDonald's, I would say, hey, I worked at Burger King at some point. But you don't put that on when you're becoming a lawyer.
You also don't give resumes to McDonald's.
No.
You fill out the application.
You fill out a form.
Right.
You know, and we.
They ask you, what's your availability? I'm open. Okay, you're in. Here's your apron.
And there's your selection.
Yeah.
Here's how you do this.
This is how you do it.
Put your hair up in a net if you have hair
right.
like mine.
That's right. Which is why it's a great first job.
It's a great job.
Yeah.
You know, and you can become a manager, and that's a different – that would be on your resume if you're a manager of McDonald's because that's a different skill set.
Right.
You know, but
– I was walking past when I was in Tempe on Saturday, I was walking past a Panda Express, and they had a thing on the window saying, hey, we're hiring, you know, managers get up to like $120,000. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a serious job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work to manage a restaurant.
Right.
Rick Beatty.
Exactly.
The late great. Rick Beatty used to manage a restaurant. So, no, I mean, that's a different thing. And, yes, mm-hmm. $120,000 a year makes a lot of sense to manage a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a fast food restaurant or anything else. Yeah. You got to manage a lot.
In a college town where you got to manage college students.
So many stoners.
Yeah.
So many stoners coming in at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Demanding things.
Do you have more orange chicken?
Yeah.
No.
We're out of the orange chicken.
We're out of orange chicken. It's 3:30 in the morning, sir.
this is yeah, we're not open.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
We're not open yet.
It's just at the window. Orange chicken.
Open.
Exactly. Hey, Sue in Rockville. How are you, young lady?
Hey, good morning. You're doing a great job.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Sean. I don't believe we've met.
No.
Hi. But nice to meet you.
Morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Anyway, I got to call you out a little bit, my darling Jody.
Okay, all right.
As a Maryland resident, I've been in Maryland for over 40 years. Larry Hogan was one of the worst governors we ever had. He is a true blue Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He will caucus with Republicans. He will support Trump. He endorsed him for a good reason. The only reason Hogan pretends to be moderate
mm-hmm.
is because he had a veto-proof Democratic House and Senate in Annapolis. Every time he vetoed a bill, like expanding abortion access,
mm-hmm.
which he vetoed,
mm-hmm.
He would be overruled. And now he's running on the bills that were passed that he vetoed.
Okay.
He threw away $10 million of Maryland money buying expired Korean COVID test kits because Trump failed so badly. No one could get test kits. He got masks. My poor memory.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
He is a loser. He hid under his desk he does not like Trump. That is literally the only thing.
That's his only saving grace.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
It, yeah. But he's still, Angela Alsobrooks, who is running, is the true blue. She's the Democratic leader of PG County. She is a wonderful Democrat. She is pro-choice all the way. She is pro-democracy. She is a worthy successor to Ben Cardin, who was a wonder, has been a wonderful senator. And we need her blue. We need to keep blue to blue. And don't let Hogan con you. He's running ads as if he's an independent. Not a damn thing independent about him. Just really, it's infuriating for those of us who watched 8 years of his very poor administration and kept being grateful. Ask Jamie Raskin, because Jamie started out in the State House also. He can give you chapter and verse. Anyway, so I just had to clear the
call
air.
Call me out anytime.
All the wonderful listeners. I just know Hogan is bad news. Vote blue all the way, up and down the ballot.
And of course, young lady, we will always listen to you because you're the smartest girl in class.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right.
We voted today.
Oh, good.
We voted today. We're dropping off our mail-in ballots. We're so excited. I even put a picture up.
Oh, yay. Nice.
Good for you.
Yay. Thank you so much. I ran into somebody at the grocery store yesterday who was wearing a Harris Walls shirt.
Right.
And as I was leaving, and he's, I want to say in his 60s, maybe 70, but not really. It couldn't tell hair and everything.
Right.
And I said, I love your shirt. And he goes, we really have to vote for her.
Wait, yes, we do.
He just started to go. He ranted with me for like 5 minutes about how bad Donald is. Right. And I was like, I got you, man. We got it. And he goes, yes, we do. We all got to get out and vote. And I'm like, yes, we do.
I was at a Trader Joe's where it was kind of similar, but it was you didn't know how it was going to go. There was one with the Harris Waltz, and then there was one with the Trump.
Ooh.
And I'm standing there with one of the manager or the captain of the store who I happen to know, and we're sitting there talking. We look over and went, oh, this may not go well. But no, it went fine. I mean, they both acknowledged and looked at each other, looked at the shirts, and kind of went, and then kind of
just kind of bored with each other.
Yeah, and kind of went, okay, all right, no harm, no foul.
Well, you were concerned about who counts the votes.
Correct. Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole. And
don't do that.
I'm scared.
Oh, boy.
I'm scared.
It's frightening.
Okay.
I have to do it every day.
Yes, no.
Do not.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
It's very scary.
Okay.
It's not good for your psyche.
I'm thinking about taking CBD.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I take that all the time.
Do that. I have to.
That's how I sleep.
Okay.
That's how I sleep. Okay. But a federal judge ruled on Saturday that part of a Texas law enacted new voting restrictions violated the Constitution by being too vague and restricting free speech.
Uh-oh. Okay.
District Judge Javier Rodriguez, he said, before today's ruling, a person who knowingly provided or offered vote harvesting services in exchange for compensation was committing a third-degree felony. This meant that organizers of voter outreach organizations and volunteers could spend up to 10 years in prison and fined up to $10,000 for giving or offering these services, basically going, I'll come take your ballots.
Right.
And turn them in for you, right? Not okay. They're not filling out the ballots.
Right.
They're not doing that. They're just saying, "Hi, if you are if you can't get out of your house, various you know people that can't do things can't leave.
Right.
Basically, there's these services that come to your home and say, "Hey, your ballot's done. I'm going to go turn it in for you." So Texas was saying, "Oh, you can't do any." And he said the judge noted that there were widespread confusion about how to implement the canvassing restriction from local election administrators. It also left voter outreach organizations uncertain about whether they could provide volunteers with food or bus fare because it could look like compensation. So before the law, organizations like the OCA Greater Houston and Advocacy Organization for People of Asian and Pacific Island Descent, Hawaii, would host in-person election events and allow attendees to bring their mail-in ballots in order to receive help like language assistance. So that was another thing in the law. You can even help somebody read their ballot, which is insane. So the ACLU celebrated the ruling, saying this is a win for voting rights in the state and for organizations that help keep elections accessible. So good for that judge.
Yep.
I'm sure it will be appealed because Texas.
Because Texas.
Because Texas.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Because Texas.
Because Texas.
Just dot, dot, dot. Because Texas.
It's always Texas.
And Georgia. And I mean, there's a bunch of, like, you're concerned. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia. You were saying you're concerned about who counts the votes, which is always disconcerting. And it is. I mean, Georgia wants to just hand count everything. which I don't have a problem with hand counting, mind you, but you need enough people.
How many millions?
To do that. Exactly. You need enough people in each precinct to be able to count said ballots and know how to do it. You need to train them to do it properly. And so Georgia is screaming, even Raffensperger and Kemp are against this new stupidity. And it's three Republicans in the election board that have ruled this way. They're unelected.
Nice.
They're unelected.
Nice.
Yet they are in control of something that is so immensely important.
Yeah. Right.
And it just, it's like, hopefully Georgia will figure, I know that Mark Elias is working on it. Thank God, we need to clone him, like Stephanie says.
Oh.
He's like the lawyer for us. He's the guy that, he's constantly filing these lawsuits to stop stuff like this with the ACLU and others, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we need to clone him.
Okay.
You going to help?
I don't know how I could. I will do my best.
Are you sure? You're pretty smart.
I'm not in this room.
Not in this.
So yeah, no.
Okay, let's see. Oh,
what?
Monty in Arizona.
Hey, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Jody
and Sean
and Steph upstairs.
She's upstairs. She's morning. Still not awake yet.
That's fine. She's actually playing. On YouTube, I'm sure. Hi, I wanted to say happy 100th birthday to Sir Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
You know he's not knighted, but he should be there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also say put a word out for Gloria Steinem, who is still with us. She's 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is. And I also want to say, hey, wait, I'm in Arizona. Yes, a Prop 139.
Yes, okay. On Prop 139. What is 139?
What is
Prop 139?
Yeah.
139. Vote for yes. Protect women's health and safety. Democratic Club sent this to me.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Okay. Let's vote yes on that, Arizona. You've got it. You have your task.
Yes. We have a luxury here in California. We don't get all of the incessant political ads that they get in Arizona. I turned on the local news there, and it was Trump ad, followed by a Kamala ad, followed by a Carrie Lake ad, followed by a Ruben Gallego ad, and then it would just start over again. It was insane.
That's got to be just mind-numbing after a while.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch local TV anymore, so I don't necessarily get inundated with ads anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember years ago when we used to have ads a lot, when California was still technically in play, especially for local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just annoying.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, the ads are just bull, because they don't have to be honest in these ads.
Yeah, no, they don't.
And that, unfortunately, those are the only ads where you don't have to have truth in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't.
Right.
And those, to me, should be the ads that should have the most truth.
Exactly.
In advertising.
Our disclaimer said, ready for the bait and switch?
Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're absolutely right, Mr. Barton, sir. You are a very wise, wise man.
It's still early.
It's true. You're barely awake.
I am.
I know. Thank you for coming in. So Ron DeSantis, since you have a son.
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
I've never heard of him.
You have a son.
I do.
Yes.
He's the only one that's come forward.
So far.
Yes.
So far. As far as I know, I don't have children.
Okay.
As far as I know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know who's going to come knocking.
You never know.
Mm.
So Ron DeSantis has now banned Florida sex ed classes from mentioning anatomy and contraceptives.
All right.
Why? Does he say why?
The Florida Department of Education has ordered local school districts to submit their sex ed plans to the state for approval. Because, let's keep everything local.
Right.
You conservatives.
Yes.
It said classes must promote abstinence and cannot include discussion of contraception or pictures of reproductive health organs.
Okay.
Of any age, by the way.
All right.
High schoolers. Pictures of external sexual reproductive anatomy should not be included in any grade level. Contraceptives are not part of any health or science standard. They're very good for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But could be mentioned as a health resource. Though pictures, activities, or demonstrations that illustrate their use should not be included in instruction in any grade level. Now, I remember in seventh grade...
Mm-hmm.
At the Westlake School for Girls, or what we called it, the Leslake School for Gays. poor Mr. Frost was our science teacher mm-hmm. in seventh grade. So okay. it's a bunch of girls, 11 and 12-year-old girls.
Because they had to separate the boys from the girls and they had their own or whatever.
We had it was a girls' school. There were only girls in
Why?
The school.
Why?
It's not longer. It's now it's co-ed now. But
as it should be.
But no, I mean, it was just poor Mr. Frost. God bless him. Mm. So it was sex ed day.
Okay.
And is that what just it? The All one right. day. Was that? I think it was 1 week, actually, of that. We had our bodies ourselves.
A week?
We had a whole
okay.
week.
God. Okay.
And we actually had to get permission from our parents to have the book Our Bodies Ourselves.
Okay.
Because it's... How do you, have you ever seen it?
How do you remember that?
I
No.
It's a vivid memory.
I want to say no.
And some friends of mine, their parents were like, nope, you can't take the class for that
okay.
week. And so they got out of it. But it's a very graphic book about sexuality.
Okay.
And
it's a frank book.
It's very that's the better word yes. for it. It's a frank book.
Yeah.
And it was written in like the 60s, so this is 1978.
Was it like
Oh, it's a hardcover. It's a thick. It's a book.
And the Kama Sutra was in the back.
No,
for reference.
Not
what
that.
Was, what
no.
Was, what
no,
was,
no, no.
The Joy of Sex was right.
The Joy of Sex was right after that. No, but poor Mr. Frost. Now it's a bunch of little girls.
Sure.
And poor Mr. Frost. He brings out the diagrams of the male anatomy and the lady anatomy.
Right.
Then brought out condoms and a diaphragm and
sure.
showed us birth control pills because that's all was pretty around at the time. And so we were all giggly because we're little girls.
Giggly right. girls.
And but by the end of that week, we were all very, we knew what was going on.
Right.
We knew what would be happening to us later.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us had not had gone through the puberty yet.
Okay.
Others had already started, so they were informed about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yeah, it's giggly at first.
Right.
Because you're a little kid.
I still giggle.
I do too. I giggle all the time. Lonnie gets home tonight, I'm going to giggle.
Aww. I thought you were going to be snoring.
I will be. I'll be okay. in dead sleep by the time he gets home. But anyway, I think this is bad for children
right.
and the school districts because it should be, teachers should be able to teach.
Yes.
What they know.
Yes.
And teach it well and let children know that things are okay. And this is bad and it's big government.
Yep.
All right, it's 51 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our senior and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr. The Spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I'm gonna make it.
Is that a new one?
What?
The Chicago.
Oh, no, that's old.
No, that's old.
An old
yeah.
one?
They did just...
Yeah, I know. I know you guys were there.
Yeah.
And you guys were in Portland, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right.
We were just in Phoenix.
You were just in Phoenix. It was 117 degrees.
That's not right. That's not right. Goats and lizards. That's it. That's what can survive in that kind of... That's wrong.
No,
that's
snakes.
Wrong. You just don't go outside.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
He jogs.
Okay.
So he'd have to get up at midnight.
Yeah. No. People who go out, I went hiking at you know, as the sun was coming up, and it was lovely. There was a lovely breeze. And yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah. 117. No.
Yeah, no.
You don't do anything in the middle of the day.
No.
I don't weigh that much.
No.
So, no.
Walking around handing people, you know.
Stuff.
That little sign, like these are the signs of a stroke, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you live there, you know.
Don't go outside.
Right, exactly. it's only tourists that go hiking in the middle of the day.
Well, that's how they tell.
Yes, okay. That's how you can tell it's a tourist.
Tourist.
Because they're stupid.
Well, it's like in L.A., you can tell in Hollywood if they're a tourist, if you're looking down on Hollywood Boulevard at the stars.
Yeah.
You know they're tourists if they're looking down.
Yeah.
And in New York, you can tell you're a tourist if you're looking up.
Yeah.
It's just you just know.
And in Phoenix, you can tell you're a tourist
if you're out in the middle of the day.
If you're trying to hike a mountain in the middle of the day and it's 117.
Yeah, because they're not that bright. Yeah. They're not that bright.
Death by hiking.
Death by hiking. Mm-hmm. Oh, we like this. Hi, Julie in Colorado. How are you?
Hi, Jody. Hi, Chris. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I just really quick, I have two comments just because I was listening to the Ron DeSantis thing. But I did want to do a little Wayback Machine because I want to give Michelangelo a shout-out.
Okay.
And I've been meaning to do this. I've been at times that I've called and I've forgotten. Michelangelo, your caller, not the other SiriusXM person. But Michelangelo and I go way back to the Dave Marvin show on K-How Radio here in Colorado, where we used to listen to Stephanie right after the Dave Marvin show.
Yes.
So I just want to say, hi, Michelangelo, I hear you. And it's like, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm not able to come to the Los Angeles show.
Aww, I'm sorry. Heartbreak, honey. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kennett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.